Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. It's the number one music station, 98PXY. Team PXY
is on.
It's Debbins filling in for Corey because he had a baby.
He had a baby. Oh my gosh.
Yes, he had it. Well, I mean, Courtney was involved too, his fiance.
She had something to do with it.
Minor role,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. But we thought that we needed to hear it from the, what do they say, from the horse's mouth, right?
Are you calling Corey a horse? Is that what that?
I mean, he is kind of a horse.
Fantastic.
I think we should get him on the line though,
All right?
Let's get him on the line.
Calling baby daddy.
Can we call up?
There he is! Daddy's in the house.
Oh my gosh. It's so wonderful to hear your voice.
Are you still not wearing a shirt? Have you put the shirt back on since you sent me the photo of you?
I have I've got a zip up on actually, so it's for easy access. Guys, skin to skin's an important thing, okay?
It is. No, you sent me the photo of you with baby Mason on like just you shirtless. I'm like, Corey just like he looks like a man.
Looks like a dad.
He just looks like I was like oddly like attracted to you. Like
oh,
it was
God.
Just like there's something, man. You were just very sexy.
Courtney was even saying, I look kind of jacked. And trust me, I have no muscle definition. So I have no idea. Well, it's black and white. It's because it was black and white.
There was a black and white. And also, there was like a blanket over most of you, right?
Yeah. My belly wasn't involved. So
were you cold?
No, I was fine. Thank you.
Okay, so we have so many questions.
There's a lot. I mean, we could talk for the next 4 hours, really, but I feel like that's not what people want. So.
No, that is what they want.
Let's start with, how does it feel to be a dad? Like, you were waiting, there was so much waiting, and now he's finally here. How does it feel?
I'm looking at him right now. He's laying down in front of me. He's kind of chilling.
Can you put him on?
Yeah, he's just kind of hanging out. He's not really making noise right now. You guys are lucky.
Has he made noise?
Yes, he makes noise. He's like, a baby, Whitney.
Like what?
He's not like a bop it, twist it. No, like he cries, right?
Yes.
Wait, is he telling jokes? Like, what are you asking?
Is he crying like a lot, or does he coo?
Yeah, no, there's lots of weird little noises.
Can I ask, from a single man who doesn't have a kid that he knows of, what is a coo?
You got to throw that in. You never know. What's that?
What is a coo? What is a coo sound? Can you make a coo? They do that?
It's kind of like a...
Like a bird?
Yeah.
Are there babies like outside my house? I feel like I hear that like birds.
My God.
It's possible. Yeah, there's babies in the tree.
Yes, that's what they are, huh? Wow.
But no, it's funny. It's funny because people always, you know, it's all the cliches, right? Like, it's an indescribable feeling, and you never know until it happens. As much as it pains me to say, it's 100% true. That's exactly what it is. I literally do this for a living, and I can't really even find the words to describe.
What?
Corey.
So what time was Mason born? What was this like?
So yeah, it was quite a process. We got to the hospital around noon on Friday, and he wasn't born until Sunday at 3:35 a.m.
Ooh,
so, wow.
Not a lot of sleep
no.
For us. We got a little last night, luckily, so we're feeling a little better.
Here's the question I have. So Courtney's got the bed, right? Do they wheel in a bed for you, or are you couching it?
Devin's is really concerned.
No, actually, I know. It's a chair. Have you ever heard of a chair that folds out into a bed? Because that's what you get. And I actually, I think this is like society's way of getting back at us for not having to go through birth. We have to endure the chair. Like, women have to endure pushing the baby out,
yeah.
And dads have to endure the chair.
Does it seem like a fair trade-off?
I don't know. The chair's pretty lumpy, so my back's not feeling great right now.
So you would have rather pushed Mason out?
No, and, you know, in all seriousness, Courtney was incredible. And, you know, I've talked about a lot on the show about how just kind of watching her go through this, and not only the physical changes, but, you know, the mental changes that you go through, and the hormones that you're feeling, and getting through all that. But to see, you know, her push him out was next level. And no, I took everyone's advice. I did not look.
So you did the waist up rule?
Yes.
Good.
We had an incredible doula named Christy, and You know, the nurses were amazing. Krista was phenomenal. So they helped out a lot. So I got to be on water duty and, you know, and that kind of stuff.
How is St. Courtney feeling?
She's doing good, up and around. You know, she said that she anticipated it to be actually worse than it was. So, you know.
What a champion.
That's great. That is wonderful.
As bad, so doing pretty good. Yeah,
well,
so
she's like, let's do it again, another one.
Yeah, right.
Not for a while.
Give it a couple weeks. Well, Corey, I can't wait, obviously, to come meet my nephew this morning. I'm going to just pop by right after the show, and I'm really looking forward to that.
You know what's, the hardest thing to endure, most parents would say that it's like the sleep deprivation. For me, the hardest thing to endure has been Whitney's constant text. It's been a little aggressive.
What do you
I know
mean?
You're excited.
Corey.
I know that you're excited. I appreciate your excitement, but
Corey,
a little much.
Corey.
Yeah. Yeah.
I told you I want to be the next of kin immediately after the blood-related family, and I don't think that's too much to ask.
Well, while we're waiting, Whitney texted, what was it, on Saturday, like, hey, just in the neighborhood, if you want me to stop by. She was legit stalking. She was pretty
what?
Much stalking.
No. I was legitimately in the neighborhood. I was legitimately in the neighborhood, and I offered so kindly to bring you Dunkin', which I thought was very generous.
Yeah.
It was also my way to get in.
Was she on like a list of people to not let in?
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. I've already let them know. Don't worry.
Like the TSA do not fly list or whatever?
Yeah. There's actually posters of Whitney's face throughout the hospital saying, watch out for this woman. She steals babies.
So, Corey, would you say that this is a little bit... perhaps savage of me?
What, to invite yourself?
Yes.
Gee, I wonder.
All right, well, maybe we'll throw it out there for Savage or Sensible today. Is it savage or sensible to, just invite yourself?
To see someone's baby.
To meet the baby. I really want to meet the baby. It's my nephew.
A fresh baby, by the way. They're still in the hospital.
Yeah, brand new. Brand new.
Yeah, it still smells fresh.
But you said your plan is you're going to come later? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, I'm just going to swing by whenever.
Cool. I will alert security. Give me a heads up.
Fantastic. All right. Well, in all seriousness, congratulations. Yeah. We can't wait
to
meet him. And we will probably get more updates from you throughout the week, right?
Yeah, there's going to be things. There's a lot of things.
Awesome.
Cool,
all right.
Man.
All right, guys.
Have a good day, Daddy.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, yeah. Oh, that's creepy. Please don't say that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.